Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan. Yes, today is Teacher Appreciation Day. And I'd like to extend appreciation out there to all the teachers, all you mommies that are teachers. You've always been, but now you're academic teachers because of this event. And I'd like to say to my professors at Los Angeles City College, Antioch University, and the University of Laverne, much appreciation to each and every one of you because you kept me on my path. You got me out there and you got me prepared to step out there. And I owe a few of you apologies out there for some of the things that probably I took you through, but it was you that got me on my way. And I'd like to appreciate Miss Stephanie Haynes is coming on with us, and we have Miyoshi Marie. But Stephanie Haynes was my teacher. She was the best dance cho that I have ever met. We worked in an African troupe together, and I'm putting special appreciations out there to her. We have a great show going on. I'm just going to play a little bit of something. Don't go anywhere, you know, because that's what we're about here. So let's just put on a little bit of this, okay?
You're all I need to get by.
Like sweet morning dew, I took one look at you, and it was plain to me you were my destiny.
Just a little bit of it. We have Ms. Stephanie Haynes on the line. Stephanie, how are you this evening? If you're in with us, let's say hello. Let's just get everything going. Stephanie Haynes, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, I want to thank you. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for coming on with us. You know, Stephanie, we put a question out there, and that question was, what is your purpose of being a mother? And, Stephanie, I have two answers that came in from that question, and I want you to address both of them. And if you want to get started, did you want me to start with the question with the first answer that I received then?
No, let me start with a poem first, and then we can go into what is the meaning of being a mother.
Okay.
And then we can go into the questions. Okay?
Okay.
That's okay?
That's great.
Okay. All right, so it says, when you're a child, she walks before you to set an example. When you're a teenager, she walks behind you to be there should you need her. Now, when you're an adult, she walks beside you so that as two friends, you can enjoy life together. So do I need to repeat that?
You know, I think
Linda?
I would like for you to repeat that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So when you're a child, she walks before you to set an example. When you're a teenager, she walks behind you to be there should you need her. When you're an adult, she walks beside you so that as two friends, you can enjoy life together.
I love it. I love it. What a beautiful point. And I want to share, before you get started, because, you know, I forgot to give my word, I love that poem.
Uh-huh.
And going on with that poem, I'm going to say something to you and share with you and the listeners about encountering a wall. Because as we walk, we run through blockage. And it states, when you encounter a wall, you should tell yourself, since there's a wall here, a wide open impasse must lie on the other side. Rather than becoming discouraged, know that encountering a wall is proof of progress that you have made so far to continue to complete. And I think that fits right in with the poem for the mothers, because we're going to walk. There's talking about walking and moving through, and it is our mothers that get us there. So I appreciate you for sharing that, and I'm going to bring you this first question. The person is from Ramona in San Diego, and your question was, what is your purpose of being a mother?
Oh, right. So before we go into the questions, Linda, I would like to go on what is the meaning of being a mother, and then we can go into the question. Is that okay?
Okay. That's fine. Just sail on. It's about it, but we're celebrating Mother's Day here.
Okay. So the meaning of motherhood. So what it is to be a mother. So the meaning of being a mother is virtually endless, right? A mother is a protector, disciplinary, a friend. A mother is a selfless, loving human who must sacrifice many of their wants and needs for the wants and needs of their children. A mother works hard to make sure the child is equipped with the knowledge, skills, and ability to make it, sure that the child is equipped with the knowledge, skills, and ability to make it as a competent human being. Being a mother is perhaps the hardest, most rewarding job a woman would ever experience. Okay, so I just want to stop there, and I'm going to go into your questions, Linda.
Okay, I appreciate that too. I like that because, yes, that's what mothers do. And when we're on that note, I appreciate and give dedication to my mother. And each day when I wake up, I thank her. She's no longer here, but I thank her for allowing her blood to run through my veins and my body to give me the strength and the courage and the determination and the never-give-up attitude. So I'm going to pay contribute to that mother, but a mother does protect. She is a friend. She works hard, and she equips you with ability. That was a good one. So now, Allison is the second question. Ramona from San Diego, she answered the question her husband wanted kids, and she married young. And she was for 6 years they've been married, and she has two children, one boy age one and one boy age four. So her purpose of being a mother did not really come from her desire. She was sad. What would you say on that? Her husband wanted the children. So it leads me to believe that she wasn't quite thinking about the children in the beginning.
Can you repeat that again?
She said her husband wanted kids. She married young. She's been married for 6 years. And she has two children, ages one, a young boy, and four years old, a young girl. So she's been married 6 years. And when it appears to me that when she wrote this answer, it's like she wasn't thinking about kids. She was doing that to satisfy her husband. How would you go into that?
Well, you know, everything happened in divine order, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes, you know, there's a lot of women out there that have babies unexpectedly, unintendedly. You know, they really wasn't, you know, purposely looking to have a child. But, however, you know, it's a gift to bring a child in the world. Because there's a lot of women wish they could bring a child in the world. However, they can't.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's, you know, actually it's a blessing for her to even be able to have a child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes a child comes in our life at a point in time that is needed. whether it's the comfort you're doing, a hardship or whatever you might be going through. But I look at having a child as a gift.
It's a gift.
It's a gift.
Okay.
You know, and sometimes, you know, there's a lot of unplanned pregnancy that happens, you know.
Okay.
I can think of myself, I had 6 kids. You know, I always wanted 6 kids. But the way I had them, I didn't plan it to have them that way. But however, when they came, you know, I enjoyed them. I loved them. You know, I would protect them. So we never know why a child is born at the time that, you know, we become pregnant. But however, it's a blessing. It's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say to her that even though it wasn't her plan to have a child, you know, look at it as a gift, as a blessing, you know, and then love them because our children choose us. We don't choose our children. They choose us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we choose our parents. And for her children to choose her, that's a blessing.
Okay.
You know? And it would help her to grow to do her human revolution, whatever that may be.
Okay.
You know, our kids come in our life to either teach us or we're teaching them. Yeah, so I would tell her that this is an opportunity to embrace those children, even though you didn't plan to have them, but look at them as a gift.
Okay. Okay, because I looked at that and I said, okay, well, I'm going to move on to Allison. Allison is from Glendale. And again, what is your purpose of being a mother? And Allison wrote that she has girls, and she wanted to teach the girls independence, respect, and behavior, and to go through life with the ability to be flexible. And I like that, so let's talk about that a minute.
Yeah, and with that, you know, well, we are first, you know, we're the teacher. So our kids look at us first, right?
Okay.
So everything that she would like for her child to become, she has to behold that herself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, we as parents, we, you know, we good to say one thing, but our actions or saying something differently.
Okay.
So we have to be very mindful on what we're teaching our child just by the way we are raising them within the household. You know, how are we treating our husband? Are we treating our husband with respect? Or vice versa? Because if you in the household with a husband is that disrespecting you, then your girl is going to feel that, okay, that's how a man should treat me. No.
Mm-hmm.
So that mother, on the other hand, has to be able to have enough courage and confidence within herself to be able to tell her girls that this is not the way a man should treat you.
Mm-hmm.
So if she wants a woman to be independent, have, you know, to be loved, to be respected, then she has to make sure that in her household that is exemplified in her household.
Okay. Okay. So it's the example that you set out there. I remember when I was growing up as a child, and I'll share this, and you're absolutely correct, because it's the actions of a parent that sets out the child. Now, we didn't, there was no argument there. There was no disagreements there. We couldn't even use the word lie, okay? That's how strict my grandparents were. So if I wanted to tell all my sisters, I would have to say they're telling a story. I couldn't use that lie. And then one time in my life, I saw my grandfather and my grandmother, they were arguing, and they were in the kitchen, and I peeked in the kitchen, and it upset me so bad that I ran away because I wasn't used to that. That was something that it just startled me, okay? So you're absolutely correct. If you want your children to set an example, if they grow up seeing this kind of events going on, you know, being mistreated, being disrespected, as you say, they're going to think that's okay, because that's all they know. So I guess that that sets an example, because I personally will not be around arguments. I will not be around anything. You have to feed me frozen grapes and rub my feet with hot oil. And if I don't get that kind of treatment, then I solo it alone, because it's what I was used to seeing, and that's what I'm going to be around. So that one is good. But I kind of liked her. I liked her answer, because she was coming from a point where she knows the importance of them having the ability to be flexible. So when I saw that, I said, well, she's working on it. You know, this is her purpose of being a mother, which just fit in exactly with your point, you know, about the children. We walk in front as teens, we walk behind. And as adults, we walk beside. And the mother is to protect, be a friend, and works very, very hard to equip her children with the ability to carry that through. I'm so glad that we put that out there. I know you'll come on next week, and you're kind of like riding with purpose. So is there a question that I need to put out there, or what should I do here? Because this is kind of exciting to have people come in. You know, it's hard for people to open up. And when you can open them up and get them to share, that's a good thing. So where will we go for next week's topic?
Yeah, but I want to say one thing before we go there.
Okay.
You know, the safety and security of a child, right?
Okay.
Because when a woman becomes pregnant, it is her responsibility to provide a safe and secure environment with her baby growth, right?
Yes.
So this responsibility continues once she's become a mother, whether it's ensuring her child has a roof over her head or keeping monsters away, meaning that, you know, those bad influences away. At night, even everything is between providing your child with a safe and secure place. So your environment protects them from abuse and harm, as well as help boost their children's mental and emotional development. So providing a safe, healthy environment for children by reducing the risk and stress, as we are keeping our eye out for them, right? So right now we have a lot of children at home, because the school is there's no school. So I would like to continue with, how are we protecting our children emotionally, physically, and spiritually?
How are we protecting our children? Okay. Emotionally.
So how are we protecting them? Emotionally, physically, and spiritually. So what are some of the things that we are doing to keep them, you know, engaged? You know. Not being scared of what's going on with this COVID-19, but really keeping them at a space where, when school do start back, you know, they're not behind. They're, you know, because right now we had a lot of parents that's not able to do homeschool. You know, they don't have the equip, or they don't even have the ability to teach their child. So, you know, so we have children right now, you know, getting left behind because of the fact that their parents is not equipped to be able to educate their child, to do homeschool.
Okay.
You know, so I would like to, you know, go on with this, how we can protect our children, you know, emotional state, physically, and spiritually during this time of corona.
Okay, well. I'm gonna list that out there, and I know that we'll get some answers in on that, and this is a good thing. And you know, we have a newcomer coming in. We have Miyoshi Marie, and Miyoshi Marie is a young adult, and you know how we are about our youth and letting them in. And I'd like for you to basically kind of like hold on and listen to her, because she's going to share some things. And it's right up the alley, but she's a wise young lady. But before we do that, I just want to play a song, and then we're going to bring on Emoji. So please, please hold on. Stephanie, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, I want to introduce you to Miyoshi Marie, and Miyoshi is going to come about, and we'll have a segment called Wisdom and What's Up, okay?
What's
Miyoshi
up?
Is a very smart young lady. You know, we reach back for our youth. We have to make this a blend, and I met Miyoshi at Charles Drew for Congress, and I sat next to her, and she was such a pleasant young lady, and we went off to our workshops, and I was speaking at a workshop, and after I spoke, she walked up to me, and from that day on, there was a love there. I said, this is a smart young lady, and then I looked at her bio. I say, she's about young adults. She's about empowering the youth. She's about taking care. She's about inspiring. So, you know, like minds move alike. So I'd like to say, Miyoshi, welcome to Waking Up with Linda Mac Shannon. I'm going to let you. I said that you were going to bring them something, but you explained to me that you had come to a realization through this event, through this pandemic, and you wanted to share. That was your introduction in. So I'm just going to be quiet and let you take over.
Okay, Linda. Yes, during this pandemic of COVID-19, what I came to realize is that in order for me to be successful, I have to get over my fear. So during this time that, you know, I have still time, quiet time, I've been dealing with my inward itself, my conflicts that I've been dealing with, and they've been coming to realizations to surface. And in order to get on the other side, it's right there in my fear. And at first it might sound crazy, that in order for me to be successful or to reach my highest potential, that I have to get over my fear, because my power is in my fear. You know, my success is in my fear. My opportunity and my breakthrough is right in my fear. And we all know that fear is false evidence appearing real. So it's basically me getting over what I think I see and changing my mind frame into a more positive state. And I believe that just growing up and dealing with trauma and pain, just a whole lot of pain. I always explain my life as pain, power, and purpose. So just understanding that if my life is so much pain, why wouldn't I turn my pain into power and stand in it? And right there, my breakthrough is right there standing in the power, getting over fear. If I can take over power, take back my power, and get over this fear, what is on the other side for me? And for me, it's purpose. So for me to live my full potential and live within myself and fully in my purpose, I have to stand in the power and get over so I can reclaim and take my life back and get over my fear. So that's what I've been realizing for me in this COVID-19, just dealing with, you know, self conflicts and dealing with childhood trauma that I thought I was over, you know, I thought I was healed from. But I understand now that it's layers. It's layers to me. And that's okay that I'm not completely healed from that situation, or like, wow, that situation really affected me, because now things are coming up to my face that I'm dealing with. It's like, dang, I didn't know that, you know, I didn't know that comment, you know, or that problem or that situation was still dealing with me until I had to face it. So I just believe for me, if I get over my fear, wow, what powerful woman would I become? What a great evolvement.
Okay. Well, you're right on it. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, because we can't change anything that we're not aware of. And if you don't know it's there, what are you going to do about it? And when you kind of like mentioned it, you know, wow, I'm carrying all these fears in my life. I'm just like holding, you know, what is this all about? And then they're facing them in the face. You know, Stephanie is about purpose. And I know that you were going to come in and share this. I don't know how you feel about her coming in, if she would come in, or would you like to speak with her on the next round. But Stephanie is definitely about purpose, and you see like minds move alike, because she knows how to get in there and tell you about peeling off that onion scale, okay? You with the right people here. And she's, when you said changing your pain into the power, into the purpose, well, I know that you're a frontline person, and you're out there being one of our heroes, and that's what, and you're realizing the things that you must change. And Hero is my favorite song, because we are all heroes here. But you are in a situation where you're a frontline person, because you're dealing with the public. Has that brought up anything from you since the pandemic? You're right out there in it. You're not in the hospital. You're not a nurse, but you're still dealing with those travelers. So are those fears, any of those fears lying there? Or what have you seen? Or how do you keep your mind, you know, focused in? How are you dealing with that?
For me, as far as staying in the house, I'm okay with that. Kind of like an introvert, so
okay.
I'm okay with that. I just been seeing, like I said, fear in other people, you know, and it's okay to not be, you know, concerned. I'm going to say concerned, because we're not supposed to be scared at all. But to be concerned and take it serious, but don't live in fear. And I have seen a lot of, you know, friends taking this and just being fearful, having anxiety, just, you know, not comfortable with being alone. And I think that's another problem. We're not confident in ourselves, that we're not okay to be alone. And for me, I've been through things where I had to be alone. I had no choice but to be alone, to be the person I am today. And also to have the time right now to really just slow down and now be by myself. And now I'm dealing with just me, myself, and I literally. Okay. Those three identities in a mirror, me, myself, and I, and getting to really know who I am. Because you have to understand, if you don't know who you are, you cannot love anyone. You cannot be happy for anyone. You cannot be any of the good fruits you're supposed to be until you are whole and complete within yourself and okay and content in your situation. And that's what I have learned in this pandemic, being okay and content within my situation and by my means and my capacity. But for me personally, no, just understanding what's going on and being prepared, you know, if a next situation, a next pandemic hit, but as far as mentally, you know, physically, just I just been tapping into myself, getting to know who I am, you know, searching the gifts that I have, you know, instilled in me, and how can I use it for the betterment, for the good of human beings, you know, because it's all about love, and I'm here to bring love and light, but I also understand with my love and light, I have power, and that power is to be fearful, to be fearless,
to be fearless
in any given situation, right? So, Linda,
you
that's
know,
what it is.
You know, I am so glad that you brought it, because there's a lot of people out there that are very, very, very fearful of different things. I personally am a loner myself, but if I put a little tune on, and how do you feel about if Stephanie is on the line, that she would share something, if she would share, are you okay with that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is put a little something on, and then we will have Stephanie come on. Give me a moment. Hold on. Play that, and before we go on, I have Stephanie Haynes on the line. I have Miyoshi Marie that's coming on with us. You know, I have to remind you to stay safe out there, stay strong, stay woke, stay happy, and stay connected. We are about education, unification, and the importance of collaboration. We bring it all together because we have big hearts here, and we're full of love. And you have a big heart, and you have a lot of love, you can touch all people, and all things. So I'm going to ask Stephanie and Miyoshi. I'd like to introduce Miyoshi. This is Stephanie Haynes. Stephanie Haynes, this is Miyoshi Marie. And can you guys just, Stephanie, I wanted you to stay on because Miyoshi, Stephanie is a person that know how to peel that onion skin. Stephanie knows how to take you off of removing that mask. And we've been around a long time. We don't like to get deep, you know. We ain't not going to get deep here. But Stephanie is all about purpose and all about giving over your fear. So, Stephanie, you heard Miyoshi's story of what she's feeling and what realization she's come to. Do you have anything to share with her?
Yeah, hi, Miyoshi. How are you?
Hey, Stephanie, how are you doing?
I'm great. You know, listen to your story. You know, right now you're in a great place. You know, your realization of, you know, like you said, fear is nothing but false evidence appear real, right? And
yeah.
When we are in a fearful state, then all kind of illusion comes up, things that we create in our own mind, right, to keep us from moving forward and to really living in our authentic self. So I want to congratulate you for recognizing that, you know, and doing self-inventory, you know, during this time of corona. You know, like you said, you've been by yourself, you know, you're an introvert. But even with that, you know, sometimes we can be an introvert and just shut everything down and not really dealing with the self. But you are taking this opportunity to go inside of self and to do self-inventory. You know, whether you're finding your weaknesses or you're finding your strength, but whatever it is, working on you during this time is excellent, and I want to congratulate you on that.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. I appreciate that.
Yes, and is there any questions that you would like to ask me?
No, I just understand that where I'm at is the unknown. And I understand that I can't look down. I have to look up. Don't look to my left. Don't look to my right. But continue to look straight and continue to go forward and marching forward. And understanding that there's no need for me to go back. You know, that part of me and that past and that life and all that is behind me. Now is the time to really step in abundance, you know, step in prosperity, step in joy, you know, step in happiness, you know, for once in my life, you know, just step in all of the goodness of who I am and what I deserve. It's a, I remember reading Ayana when I was going through my, you know, my time by myself in like 2015, 2016. And the book was called In the Meantime. And at
right.
the end of the book, I'm pretty sure you know that book. It was a great book. I suggest everybody read that book. I read it like three or four times, but it was called In the Meantime. And it was a quote at the end. And I wrote it on my mirror, and I used to say it, you know, I used to look myself in the mirror, and I used to say it to myself all the time. And it was, love is what I am, love is what I give, love is what I receive. So
now
looking back at that, it's time to really be what the words that you were, you know, professing in the mirror. If I am loved, then I'm going to give it. So now that love is all around me and people are giving me love, why am I so standing in fear that I'm scared to receive it, you know? So now is the time to receive all the goodness of what life has to offer and to be okay, you know, with it. Because sometimes we have trauma and pain. We don't think we're ever going to receive happiness and love and peace because we've been dealing with pain for so long. But I have came to the sense of that it's okay for me to be happy. It's okay for me to be loved because that's what I give, so I should be able to receive that in abundance. So that's my realization for Miyoshi, and I'm pretty sure everybody, that's why I wanted to share. I feel like everybody feels that way, but everybody's not vocal enough to say it, and I'm finally vocal enough to say how I feel. Because I understand that other people are feeling this way, so why not share my story and my testimony of my true authentic self? Because even the ugly is your true authentic self. Mm-hmm. It's just finally you accepting the ugly parts of you or your weakness and saying, you know,
right.
Okay, I got those issues. I'm working on that. And I understand I can't really do that, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And being okay and content with the situation and making it a better. How can I strengthen and make that weakness or that trauma or that situation better for me during this time? Because it's all, for me, is a healing process.
Mm-hmm.
It's called healing.
And
once you start healing within yourself, I believe tremendously you will heal other people by just sharing your testimony. So that's how I feel, Stephanie.
Yes, and that's true. Because a person who's been through a lot of trauma, you know, sometimes, and if they never experienced love, it's hard for them to receive love, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't recognize it, you cannot receive it. And then a person also that have experienced a lot of trauma, you do a lot of sabotaging yourself. You know, good things come to you, but if you never experienced a good thing, you'll do something to sabotage those good things. You know, so you're in a
Absolutely.
Good place. You are, you know, you're in a good place because, like you said, there's a lot of people right now, it's in the state of fear of what's going on and the unknown of what's happening with this coronavirus, right? Because they still really don't know what happened and what causes it, right? And then some of the tests they are taking, you know, some of them come positive, some is, you know, not positive, you know, negative or whatever, the false positive. So right now we're in a state of unknown, right? But the most important thing is, like, being with self at this moment is give you the opportunity to really dig down in self, to become that authentic person, you know, dealing with your weaknesses, strengthen those places in your life that you're weak in, right? And then so when all this is over, you're like, we're never going to go back to normal, right? Because that's, like you said, that's in the past. We can't go back to what happened a couple of months ago, right? Because that's in the past. So what are we going to do right now from this moment on? How are we going to live our life? What are we going to do when everything's opening up? So keeping your focus there, I would say, sweetheart, you are in a great place. Because now, like you said, you want to experience all the love. You want to expand your life to something new and different. You know, right now, there's a lot of people out there doing creative things that they've never done before. They're being very creative. I look at my own children and how they're working with their children, right? Being very creative how they educate them, keeping them mentally, spiritually, and physically, you know, together during this time. So we, as a mother, and I'm not sure, I don't know if you're a mother or not, but we as women, I would say, we find creative ways to protect and to engage in a way that is loving should be at this time. We should be loving, like you said, at this moment. Because right now, this is, we're in a scary place for some. But for those who know that's going to be something different on the other side, we're not scared. Because this is just temporarily. This is not going to last always. But in the time of struggle and pain, this is an opportunity to grow. I always say, only the strong will survive.
Only the strong will survive. Absolutely.
Yeah. So when I say that, it means that our mind, our physical, and our spiritual has to be strong enough to say, okay, I'm going to come through this. I am not going to get depressed. I am not going to go into destruction. Because at this time, this is an opportunity for those who are weak-minded, go into destruction. That meaning they're drinking, they're doing drugs, they're beating on their children, they're, you know, domestic violence stuff is going on. So this is the opportunity for us that are centered is to really reach out to those individuals, to tap in into their hearts and let them know this is just temporary. This too shall pass, as they say. Okay, and I'm so glad to hear a young person that knows her place at this moment.
Yes, that's why she's here.
Yes, I am so glad, because there's a lot of youth out there right now. It's off the chain. I'm here because I work out, you know, I'm an essential worker. I'm out there, you know, in the community. And just to see right now, for the ones who are not, all the youth are not in school, but some of the mothers and parents that is not working at home, those children right now, some of the teenagers, they're off the chains. They're out there having sex. They're doing all kinds of stuff right now. And right now, our youth, you know, when it comes to STIs and STDs, there are a high percentage of them. So what's going to happen after this pandemic? We're going to leave dealing with corona to dealing with HIV and STIs among our youth.
Wow.
You know, so what we got, you know, and as a youth, you know, I commend you. If you can continue to be that voice to really encourage those youth out there to be able to say, okay, this is okay. And there's a lot of them turning to drugs and alcohol, drug, alcohol, and sex, because, you know, all of those are soothing. That's how they get soothing. You know, like a person sucking their thumb. That's the way they soothe themselves emotionally. Sex, soothing themselves with sex, with drugs, with alcohol. So, sweetheart, I am so glad you're on the other side.
Thank you.
With a lot
of
wisdom
that.
And a lot of knowledge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
Thank
why
you.
Miyoshi Marie.
Don't get it twisted. It wasn't easy. It was easy.
No,
but.
I know and understand that you've been through something. Yeah, I know you've been through it. I can hear you in your voice. I know you've been through something. All right? But you had enough insight to be able to go to the other side. You understand
Absolutely.
What I'm saying? Because the trauma
Very
that you've
grateful.
Been through. Right. Because the trauma that you've been through could have took you out, but it
yes.
didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Didn't get it.
Well, ladies, I want to interrupt this. I'm going to interrupt this because this is such a pleasure. I'm just over here with a big old smile on my face because I got the woman of wisdom and I got what's up. And so we might have to switch this around. Wisdom might be turned what's up and what's up might be turned wisdom because Miyoshi Marie got it going on, like I said, when I met her. And once you see her, you will see the beauty. You'll see the kindness, and you'll see the love. She's walking love, okay? She's walking love, just like yourself, Stephanie. And that is why I am so appreciative of both of you coming on, sharing this, and hopefully somebody that's listening, this has been helpful to you. Because as I stated, we here, we are about caring and sharing. We do it with courage, and we do it cheerfully. And I am so... how can I say it? I'm so honored. Well, Stephanie, you know, I know, like, you're going to keep it centered. But Miyoshi and Stephanie, and then we got Angie. You know, Angie comes a different way. And then we have Gloria. Gloria comes and tells us how to squeeze those strawberries. So this is a unification or collaboration here that's being put together so that we can educate others out there. And I'm ecstatic, both of you. Stephanie, thank you so much. Miyoshi, you know what's up. We're going to have to switch this around. I am so glad that you're joining us. I am so glad
Thank
that
you.
I have an opportunity to do that. But you're no joke, okay? You're no joke out there. I've been listening to you. I read your bio. I know what you do for the younger adults. And you see, you can get in there and grab them. So we have to pass this on. See, the stories, the basics of life never change. It's just the way that they have to be done. And we have to all blend these stories together, put those hands out there, show that love, and teach, teach, teach. Every breath I take, I call it a teachable moment because you're always learning something, and you can learn from a baby. So on that note, ladies, I'm going to take us out of here telling you how much I love you, how much I appreciate you both for coming on. And Stephanie, thank you so much, and welcome to the family, Miyoshi. Welcome in.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank
listeners.
You for having me.
Yes, and it's been a pleasure. I'm just like beaming over here. I'm beaming because I said, Miyoshi, let's do this. Stephanie's always been with me. Stephanie's been with me from day one. Stephanie know how to bring it to you. Sometimes she'll get on one subject, but she can take you there. So, Stephanie, thank you for staying on the line. And Miyoshi, thank you for allowing Stephanie to come in. And we're going to check it out.
Thank you.
I'll see all you listeners, and stay connected out there and stay healthy.